Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org 88.1. I hope you enjoyed the Saint, the Carnival. It is now Talk of the Town, also known as the Christina Lou segment. So we're back here with Otto, and we had some pretty interesting guests. We had Dr. Peter O'Neill. Very informative about skin care for seniors, and just really the bottom line is you really need to get to your dermatologist at least once a year, if not more, and just get there before anything happens, and be more afraid of not going than going.
I agree 1,000%. As I said, I'm a regular at dermatologist, and you really have to take care of it because you don't know what it's going to lead to. It could lead to skin cancer or, frankly, kind of a disfigured look if you don't take care of certain skin problems. And we all have some degree of self-pride and vanity, in how you look, even when you get older. So it pays to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, especially when you're getting older, though, it's harder to hold on to those,
youthful looks.
So, it's really good. So for those younger folk up there, just stay up with it, get to your dermatologist. Don't put anything off. And then we were speaking with Teresa Fan, and she was, interestingly enough, talking about sleep apnea, and she is a dentist. I know that we promised that we'd give out her phone number. This is where you can reach her at Northwell. She's 516-562-1300. And I know, Christina,
yes,
you have some of her.
She's just opening her private practice she shared with us, and that's going to be 516-382-4789. And you could also, she has a website coming up, which is www.fansleepapnea.com.
Wow.
And just to go, what I actually always find interesting, because we've had, in the past, we've had, different people talking about oral health. And what I always think is interesting about oral health is, it's something that people do take for granted. And as you were saying, a lot of it is also because it's not necessarily covered under insurance as a lot of these other medical things. But it always stuck with me, even from the beginning, since we've had these dentists and hygienists on, talking about really just the impact that your oral health has on, all these different parts of your body. You don't think, people just, I'll go when I go. It doesn't necessarily take priority. I mean, I always go to the dentist because, knock on wood, I have, it's usually okay. So I'm like, I don't mind going to the dentist. But a lot of my friends are like, I'm not going. There's, the one doctor I'm not scared to go to. But it really is important, and what Otto, I think, had brought up earlier, too. I've heard so many people say that they're not cleared for surgery. A lot of people, when you have oral health things, I even know when my dad was having problems, you have to get all these oral health things and issues.
Right,
you have
an infection,
abscess, all these
or
things,
loose
right, anything,
teeth.
Right. There's so many different factors that you really need to be proactive on.
Well, I mean, if you wait till you have a complete mouthful of problems,
it's horrible.
Then it's
and
not
that's
a
so
good thing.
And that's so expensive.
That's
right.
The bad.
On top of it.
Yeah.
So it's just good. And I thought it was very interesting, her take on, how these things, because you don't necessarily put those two things together.
Never.
So,
I would not have put it together, but it does, I guess, make sense. The gateway to, I guess, is your mouth.
Right.
The gateway to your body really is, your mouth, and you're always opening and breathing in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you have an infection in your mouth, what says that it's just locked into your mouth?
Right.
Why can't it get in the bloodstream?
Well, it is in the bloodstream.
And does go throughout the body and does impact.
These bodies are a weird thing. Everything's all connected.
I'm telling you.
That's a different topic. Yeah. But there's a thing. We went to see the bodies a number of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And one of the numbers that really struck me, and it's not going to be completely accurate, but it doesn't matter, is that you have a couple of million miles worth of nerves in your body. Do you have any idea that that's...
I always found you to be nervy, Otto.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
But, I mean, if you think about
I know. And sometimes like, I actually will sit and like think about it, and it just like it makes your give you a headache when you start thinking about how all these things are.
Well,
like,
you can't.
It's too much.
You can do what we're doing right now.
I thought Otto was about to come up with like a number that was tied to my birthday or something. I wasn't sure what was going on there. It seemed like you were setting up a John thing.
I don't...
It's okay.
We'll, I'm not. I haven't been here for a couple of weeks. So
I know. We'll keep you
really
on our toes.
Not up to speed.
We'll
on
wait
that.
For John.
150.
Oh,
how much?
150.
150.
143.
Oh, there you go. See, Victoria's stepping up for John. There you go.
Well, 150 is a good round number. Too.
I like that. Yeah. It's a nice solid number. But it was really good. They were and next week we actually have another interesting show. And Otto, you will be very interested in this because we were talking about this during the break. Actually, we're going to have on the representative from the Sid Jacobs and JCC. Talking about friendly visiting program.
Oh, next week.
So that'll actually be next week too. And then we have, which is really interesting, I'm excited about, Port Washington has this Port Salt Cave, and she's going to discuss the benefits of salt therapy, which I think will be certainly interesting. It's another interesting little part of the town North Hempstead. And, you know, these salt caves have a lot of properties because there's one out in Montauk too, and it's really good for a lot of skin conditions, which is interesting. So, yeah, we'll find out about that.
Sounds very interesting.
So it should be a great show. So that's September 7th. So I really tune in to that because it's certainly a lot of great information.
And that is Evelyn's birthday.
It is.
And that is a big number birthday for her. Am
yes,
I allowed to say it on the air? Your former commissioner of Project Independence.
And host of the radio show.
And host of the original
somehow,
radio show.
Somehow connected
related to
you.
Me somehow.
Somehow Rebecca's mom.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating her birthday by going to the Yankees game tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Aww. Yes, we are.
Are you going to share her age?
80.
The big 80.
Yeah.
Well, good. It's a happy big, early birthday to Evelyn.
Yeah, we got the good seats, so because she's 80. If it wasn't 80, we probably...
Now, it's not going to be scalding hot tomorrow either.
No, I know, because that would be a deal breaker.
Beck called up to the man upstairs
we
to
talked
organize
to, yeah,
that,
we,
yes.
We,
but good. Well, good. Happy early birthday to Evelyn.
Happy birthday.
Certainly a big part of Project Independence, certainly. And she always tends to make an appearance on my birthday show.
I know. I wonder who coordinates that.
Welcome to the roaring 80s.
Well, it's good. Yes. But yeah, so there's a lot of great, great things coming up in North Hempstead. And I just want to, I can't believe Fun Day Mondays have culminated, which is crazy. And Otto.
I was at the
Yes, you
want to
tell us how,
Monday?
Which is actually one of my favorite ones.
Well, it was a very warm day, Monday.
That was Hometown USA, a salute to the veterans.
Yes,
on the
it was,
one,
which
right.
I am a veteran, Navy.
That's right.
And
we salute you.
Yeah, and it was very, very well done. They did a nice job. I will congratulate all of the politicians that were there, which there were many, but the speeches were very short and sweet and to the point and crisp. So there wasn't a lot of... board time.
Right. Well, it was extremely hot.
Yes, it was.
It was a very, very difficult day, but it was the largest turnout we had all season, too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we had...
Free hot dogs.
Well, that's what it was. Now, and you only got one hot dog per person, and there were 1,500 hot dogs.
Wow.
So you do the math. Yes.
It's a lot of hot dogs.
It's a lot of people.
Were they all gone when day was
all gone?
Done?
They were gone, and, you know, they were all gone.
Wow.
So, I mean, we can
I know a few people who got two.
Do you? Well,
I do.
We'll talk about that off the air, but
we'll report them.
That's a
no, I don't know how they got two. They must have been a breakdown.
There's a schemer in every crowd.
But they did a very, very nice job. They saluted all the different branches of the armed forces and with music. And,
right.
There were, I won't bring all the names of the people who were up on the stage. I happen to watch and listen. And they were good. They were very nice. And they happened to also give a nice tribute to John McCain, which was kind
of
timely for that to happen.
Right.
Since he was obviously a major veteran. Yeah.
Right.
And it was very, very nicely done. Good. It was a good day.
And we had a new barbershop quartet. I think they did the national anthem.
Yes,
and
they were good.
They were good. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, all around everybody was very good. It was good.
But, yeah, it's you know, and that's always. I think it's such a nice way to really end Fun Day Monday. That and you know the town of North Hempstead really you know, has been in Crete over the past couple of years of doing all these different veterans things. And I always want to remind everyone that we have, through Project Independence, a veterans caseworker who is a Gail Sellis. And she will help veterans of any age. Mm-hmm. You know, we always want people to know that. And it's really great. You know, Gail, I see these calls that come in. And anyone who is a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, there's so many things that you might not know you're entitled to. And I think it's great because Gail knows all these things. She's constantly being trained on new things. And anyone knows that has applied for, you know, all these different things. There's a lot of paperwork that's involved and a lot of follow-up. Well, so having Gail being that person that can follow
your advocate
up,
for that,
you know, is a huge thing.
Actually, a few things that did come up on Monday is the fact that a lot of people actually gave praise to the VA, all right? And nationally, there's a lot of bad press in some parts of the VA. That doesn't seem to be the case on Long Island. They were very positive about how they felt they were treated. And the other thing is that the town of North Hempstead is working hard with the Veterans Committee, Advisory Committee, to try to get, and local politicians, to get a branch of the VA
in the
satellite office in the town of North Hempstead, which would be excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do not happen to take advantage of it. But I could if it were more convenient.
Right, right.
And so I think it was great. One other thing, I have a question for you. Isn't there a breakfast coming up somewhere along
there
the way?
There is. There's going to be the Veterans Breakfast that a community service puts on every year. And that is, I don't have the exact date in front of me, but it's done at Clinton G. Martin Park.
November something.
Yeah, it's usually, I mean, it's pretty close to Veterans Day.
Right.
And obviously we'll be promoting that. I'm sure that's the next
thing they're jumping on.
It's really a lovely breakfast, though, and that's something you really need to register for pretty early on because it's a packed house.
It fills up, and it really is limited.
Yeah.
So,
we'll definitely promote all that information as it comes in. That's through community services, so I'll check with them on that. But also coming up.
November 2nd.
Up November 2nd. There it is. Hot off the presses.
I already have it in my calendar.
There you go. Otto's getting in on that breakfast.
Did you register, Otto?
I didn't. But I will.
Why don't you call 311?
Yeah. Well, they're probably not ready to take registration yet, maybe, because...
But you know what? You could always call 311, and it will get sent over to them, and they can call you back.
We may know someone to help you out with that.
Yeah. But Kidstock is actually coming up on September 15th, and that's from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Clark Botanic Garden. And what's really nice, you know, it's definitely a family-friendly
kind of,
you know, the whole family can go and enjoy it, which I think is really nice.
They have entertainment and arts and crafts.
Right, and the whole goal of this is really to kind of show music and creativity and, you know, the whole arts world, which I think is really lovely. And the National Circus Project will be there face painting. It's really a fun event, and I just think it's nice when you can kind of go to something with the whole family.
And it's nice to expose the kids to a botanic garden, and they did a lot of work there. They have the paths now, and it's just really beautiful. And then in October, when they do Spooky Walk, it's a whole different look.
I know, really. But it's
still beautiful.
It's spooky.
It's beautiful how they do it. They scare it up a little bit, but it's still a beautiful.
That's great.
Beautiful night, yeah.
And also, you know, because I can't believe September is like literally here. Oh my God! And the segment is literally almost over. So I have a couple of minutes to promote some quick things before we run out of time. Just want to tell people, you know, since September is back, everything's starting up again. So that means our senior talk group is starting up. So that is at Shelter Rock Library now on September 6th.
All right.
So you can check that out.
So we'll talk about the rest of what's going
on
and talk of the town after a short break. And that'll be the last 15 minutes of the program. I can't believe it. We'll be right back.